Nearly 7 years after the start of the Syrian war, peace talks between the Syrian government and opposition forces are still deadlocked. More than 5 million people have fled the country since the start of the war, while 6.5 million people remain internally displaced. The International Committee of the Red Cross is calling on warring sides to allow humanitarian access to besieged areas, amid reports that 400,000 people in eastern Ghouta are facing shortages of food and medicine. Francesco Rocca is the new president of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. He's currently on the ground in Syria. I spoke with him from Damascus.
The situation is very serious. 5 million of IDPs, an unbelievable number. We are providing food, non-food items, hygiene kits, but health services, psychosocial support, and this is we are doing through our colleagues also of the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, but it's not enough. We feel that we have to scale up our activities.
6.5 million people internally displaced. What does that look like? Where are these people? What sort of conditions are they living in, and how are you getting help to them?
Many of them, the vast majority, is living in unfinished houses. We establish also some permanent point of assistance, health point, healthcare, psychosocial presence, sometimes even 24 hours around the clock, just working with them to support. But the condition is very, very difficult, especially for the children and the elderly. This is something that in this season is so difficult to assist, because they are in need of really everything.
We are hearing reports out of the rebel-held area of eastern Ghouta. We're being told that it's reached a critical point there. What is the situation?
The situation is there are intense fighting in that area. We opened a serious discussion with both the parties just to allow them and to reach those in need. We know for sure that there are children that are really starving, literally starving. Access, the humanitarian access, is an imperative. And then let me be a bit optimistic that maybe in the next hour something could happen. So far, we couldn't reach. Now there are 4 weeks that we couldn't deliver aid in eastern Ghouta, and this is something really terrible, because in Damascus it seems that there is a normal life, and then you know that only a few kilometers far from this city there are children starving. It's really unbelievable.
I know, as the International Federation of Red Cross, you don't and you can't comment on politics, but obviously we're being told outside that the situation on the ground in Syria is changing. Russia announced the defeat of ISIS in Syria. I wonder if you can paint us a picture of whether the situation in terms of the fighting has changed at all from what your organization can observe.
Yes, this is not a political opinion. This is a matter of fact. I've been in Syria several times since the beginning of the war, and I can say that the situation, of course, today is different. But the intensity of the fight in the few areas in which they are still fighting is really enormous, and this is something that is still continuing. There is a strong improvement. This is where is very clear that now we have to access and we can access and we can reach more people than before, but still not enough, because even when we know that there is one baby starving, for us it's a reason of concern.
And as you say, some parts of the country life is as normal, as if there were no conflict, and then, you know, just a few kilometers away the situation could not be more different. How much of the country fits into those two camps?
I think that the vast majority of the country now it's quite safe. I cannot give you a percentage of a clear percentage, but compared to 1 year ago, now the vast majority is safer for the humanitarian actors and the colleagues that are working on the ground. The problem sometimes is that to reach the area, you have to negotiate with different groups, because the difficulty that we had since the beginning of the war is that there are not two parties, but sometimes we have to negotiate the access with several different actors that they don't talk each other. Even when we talk about the opponents, there is not only one opposition, there are several several groups, and this is creating a lot of difficulties. This improvement is concrete, but it's still not enough because, as you said, we have a very really critical point in certain areas.
Given, as you say, that the majority of the country is now much safer, is there optimism that some of those millions of internally displaced Syrians can return home? Is that now possible?
Yeah, we are working on it, and now we are starting to work even on the livelihood. So let me say, as a humanitarian perspective, this is a sign of hope when you start to work on livelihood. And this is a concrete sign of hope. And on the other hand, this is of course, creating a different expectation from the people. Some of them are still afraid, or then maybe they have the houses completely destroyed, so there is no way that in a few months they can go back at their home. You can feel optimism, something really different. Unfortunately, in the field visit that I had today, I was still 3 kilometers far from Eastern Ghouta, so the environment was a bit different because the people was escaping just from the area, many of them, and they were so frustrated about the intensity and media. They have relatives that are still trapped in the area of the fight.
Francesco Rocca, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Francesco Rocca is the president of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.